Matt, it's StateLineSportsHub.com. StateLineSportsHub.com.
We kick the out of sports. It's only StateLineSportsHub.com. There is no the, but we've got everything you need.
High school sports, girls basketball, boys basketball, and all kinds of good things.
It's brought to you locally by
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, and Goble Waterproofing.
What is it again?
StateLineSportsHub.com.
Don't forget it.
This is the State Line Sports Hour, presented by Lincoln Rent All and Sales on Rockford's home for Fighting Illini football and basketball. News Talk 1440 WROK.
Good morning, everybody. Dave Schmidt along with Matt Nestor and our producer, Tom Warner. Welcome to the State Line Sports Hour, the number one Saturday morning sports show. If you're out there driving today, please drive careful. We hope that you will be safe because it's not very nice out there yet, so please drive careful. Right now, we're going to go to some competitive cheer, and competitive cheer is becoming big time. Some of the biggest crowds I've seen this year when I've gone to stuff has been competitive cheerleading. And with us right now, we have the Belvedere North co-coach, Tammy Rensler. Hey, Tammy, how you doing?
Hey, Dave, good morning. Happy balmy Saturday, right?
Yes. Did you get the husband delivered this morning okay?
I did deliver the package successfully.
That a girl. Hey, you got some busy week this week. You know, your Nick 10 was canceled. Competitive cheer competition was canceled on Thursday. So now they're going to do it this Thursday. Then you have sectionals on Saturday. What does that do to a cheer coach?
It makes her and him crazy. You know, I mean, it's a blessing or a curse. I'm not sure which. We have a few more days to prepare, but then again, you've got your two biggest competitions within 1 week. And, you know, that's not always bad. Sometimes we like to do a Friday and Saturday or Saturday, Sunday during the season. Sometimes we'll do that just to simulate if you were to make the state finals. You know, you've got to go 2 days in a row. So sometimes we do that on purpose, but not this year and not 2 days apart. I guess, you know, the concern is if somebody gets injured Thursday night, you've only got 1 day to make an adjustment. But, you know, all Nick 10, the whole Nick 10's in the same boat. It's not, you know, just us. And then the big Northern Conference, too, they were supposed to have their conference meet last night. They're postponed till next Wednesday. So there's two conferences out here that, you know, we're all going to be doing the same thing. So we just hope and pray the kids all have a good night on Thursday and we don't have to deal with injuries or anything like that.
I don't think people realize just how physical these competitions are. You know, how tough is that physically to have them, you know, back-to-back like that?
But, and it's tough because, you know, and you've seen them. You've been down there on the floor and you see what they do. But, you know, it's only 3 minutes and you think, oh, 3 minutes. But I think it's the quality of, you know, what they're doing and the athleticism it takes to do it. For example, you know, the basket tosses that are going way high and, you know, the tumbling, you know, tumbling's a huge thing. And then, you know, you just have people, it's probably not any different than basketball or football, but, you know, roll ankles doing just silly things, you know, stepping on somebody's foot and turning your ankle. So there's just so many things that can go wrong with the height of the stunts that you're doing, you know, whether it's a back injury or a wrist from the tumbling or the ankles and the knees. And it just, you know, it takes, by this time in the season, everybody, you know, there's probably not one kid out there on any team that doesn't have a sore something or other. So, you know, you're just hoping they can hold out for another couple weeks and keep it all together. And, you know, half of them are in seeing the trainer before they go on the mat. So we're trying to keep them healthy.
We're talking with Belvedere North co-cheer coach, Tammy Rensler. And are you using both routines on Nick 10 and the sectional, or do you have two different ones that you're working on? Does that cause a problem?
It kind of does in the sense we do kind of, it's the same routine, but we have two different people in. We have, you know, a girl with a really bad back. We don't think that she could actually perform Thursday and Saturday, so we had to choose. So we've got a couple different people in on Thursday than we do on Saturday. So coaching-wise, you know, there's a little, I think earlier in the week we're going to practice with the conference people in, and then the latter part of the week we'll put the other two in, so we're just going to have to kind of, you know, shift people around. And obviously you want to do your best. I mean, it's nice to win conference, but sectionals is the one that really matters. So, you know, if you got to simplify a little bit on Thursday, I think everybody needs to do that. Just, you know, to keep in mind that, you know, you get bragging rights for conference and you get your all-conference placement and your points for your school, but as far as advancing, you've got to kind of save your best routine for Saturday.
it was going to be the toughest competition for conference and for the sectional.
Man, I don't, you know what? I am just so proud of all the Nick 10 coaches because every team has gotten better this year. Guilford has been doing really well.
Yep.
And they, you know, they struggled early on. They lost some kids and stuff, and Shelley's just done a great job with them. And I haven't met their new Hananika coach, but they've been doing really well. You know, Belvedere is always good. Carmi Minichi over at Jefferson, they've made some great progress. And Auburn actually has a competitive team this year. You know, last year they didn't even do conference because they didn't have a competitive team. So everybody's stepping up, and it's just, you know, it just makes you feel good that in our area we've got some good coaches and the kids are trying to get, you know, to be competitive with some of those Chicago schools. So I really, honestly, I think it's going to be a toss-up for conference. I mean, we're good. We've got 10 boys, 10 girls, but we've been really inconsistent. So depending on what day you see us, you're not really sure what you're going to get.
You know, you've won it 2 years in a row, I think, and you're trying for your third. Does that make it a little bit tougher, a little more pressure for you guys?
It does because, you know, I mean, it would be really nice to have your name on there three times. Hananiga's on there three times. Belvedere is on there three times. It would really be nice to get Belvedere North on there three times. But, you know, the way it's shaping up this year, I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see, you know, Guilford or somebody else. Boylan, actually, Janine Ferger over at Boylan's been doing very well also. So, you know, it could be any of those. Any of those.
And how do you get all conference? How do you do that? Do you guys, coaches, nominate kids? I know you had the MVP last year and another all conference cheerleader. How does that selected for each team?
You know, it's changed in the last couple of years. We're trying to, you know, it's so different because we don't have stats like, you know, baseball or football or, you know, track. And we're trying to make it less subjective but in line with what other sports do. So it used to be that we would have this crazy day where all, you know, all the schools would nominate their best kids and we would come in, all the coaches, all the Nick 10 coaches, and we would judge them, you know, doing their stunting or whatever category they were nominated in. And it just got to be this crazy long day. And, you know, you're never quite sure if it's fair or not because it's all subjective. So we've kind of gone to what other sports do. And if you win conference, you know, you get five first-team all-conference selections, and then I think two honorable mentions. And then it goes down the line, so on. If you're second place, you get four and two, three and one, you know, all the way down. I think that ninth and tenth place may get nothing or maybe just one special mention, but it seems to be more fair. And then that throws it back to your coaches. So say if you win conference, it's up to you to decide who your outstanding athletes are from your team.
Before I let you go, you know, I was at your co-ed championship over there, Buffalo Grove, really good team. They were fun to watch. You guys did real well in that. But I also saw another side of Tammy Rensler. You could really boogie with the kids. I mean, that was good. Waiting for the awards. And I've got the video, but I was afraid to release it because I still like you, Tammy.
I know. I'm afraid to see it, actually. I'm afraid, a little afraid. But when that wobble comes on, I just got to get up and dance.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it's the wobble, and we actually learned it a couple of years during football season when East came over. We all got out on the field before the game and learned the wobble together. And
wow.
So it's kind of a thing now, you know.
Tammy wobbles, but you don't fall down, right?
I wobble. Let's hope I don't fall down.
Hey, Tammy, thanks so much for being on. I'm hopefully going to get over to Boylan. Hope the weather stays in there. But it's always fun to watch all the kids cheer. And I'm an old cheerleader. I cheered for a year, so.
I know you did, and you probably love watching it, don't you?
Yes, I do, but I didn't do any of the stuff those kids do. Those kids are athletes.
I mean,
so.
It's totally different than what you and I did. It's completely changed.
But I don't wobble, so.
No, you don't wobble?
No.
Fall down?
Yes. Tammy, you have a great day. Good luck.
Thanks,
good
guys.
Luck. And we'll
try
talk to you soon. All righty. We'll talk to you, Tammy. Okay, bye-bye. Tammy Rensler. You know, she's from Belvedere North, the cheer coach over there. She was always coming to me when I was on the sideline during football and say, you got to follow us. You got to follow us.
Yeah.
I said, okay. So she's taking good care of me and that stuff. And they do. It is a pretty, I know Touchdown Tony was one of her cheerleaders.
Yeah,
one,
yeah he did that for a year,
so.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work for those kids. We're going to take a news break. Mike Beyer will be in there with all that information. You're listening to the number one Saturday morning sports show, the State Line Sports Hour, right on here on your favorite station, News Talk 1440 WROK.
This segment has been brought to you by the following supporters of StatelineSportsHub.com.
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Bisconti Computers, Vintage Zone, Global Waterproofing, Rockford Lutheran, Asha Salon Spa, Independence Village, and Advanced Chimney Systems. Also brought to you by PC Tech 2U, Bishop Lane Retreat Center, City Body Shop, S&S Recycling, the Rockford Area Illini Club, North Point Terrace, and Tussing Tile and Flooring.